Hello and welcome to this special SearchSecurity.com Messaging Security School podcast. I'm Eric Parizeau. In this podcast, we'll count down the top five mobile spyware misconceptions. That includes things you may not know about mobile spyware and things you thought were true but aren't. Joining me today to help with the countdown is Sandra K. Miller, a technical editor for Information Security Magazine and an independent analyst covering enterprise-class security products. Thanks for being here with us, Sandra.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Eric.
Okay, Sandra, we're going to count down from number five to number one. So let's get started with our mobile spyware misconception number five. It's not harmful.
As long as spyware's been around, there's been an ongoing debate as to what types of monitoring programs constitute legitimate spyware and those that don't. Vendors of programs designed to monitor employees, parents who install applications to keep tabs on their connected kids, argue that these applications shouldn't be flagged by anti-spyware vendors. But these same products can also be used for nefarious purposes, such as stealing personal information and spying on unsuspecting individuals. For example, it was only a few years ago that a 24-year-old man had installed spyware on Kinko's computers and stole over 450 passwords to bank accounts and financial institutions. So, okay, even if somebody isn't stealing your private data, one of the original aspects that caught the attention of corporate security teams with spyware was the amount of resources that are consumed, network bandwidth, the time it takes to clean up things like browser hijacks, reduced performance. And Eric, if you've ever tried to use a computer that's infested with marketing spyware, it's woefully slow. If you take a look at anti-spyware companies' reports whenever you run them on a machine, they list tracking cookies from legitimate companies such as Real Networks as a medium threat. Now, Real Networks has an entire mobile media division right now for delivering audio and video content specifically for mobile devices. What that means is that they have the ability to install tracking software, spyware, if you will, on mobile devices. When a web-enabled mobile device starts filling up with spyware, like tracking cookies, adware, and consuming resources such as connection time and data transfer, whether it be reporting back to the mothership or just logging within the device itself, there's going to be a significant impact on the use of the device. Now, personal users might consider this a nuisance, but it ultimately impacts productivity. And that's what's going to be considered harmful, especially in the enterprise arena.
That's true. And to answer your question, Sandra, I have seen my share of PCs infected with marketing spyware, and it's amazing that users continue to use them and not assume that something might be wrong. Moving along to item number four on our list of mobile spyware misconceptions, I can't catch an infection by synchronizing with my PC.
Eric, make no mistake that if a device contains portable media, it's vulnerable. Just last week, Apple admitted to shipping iPods infected with malware, and McDonald's has given away MP3 players also infected with spyware. One of the big selling points of web-enabled smartphones today has been that the users can download things like music and applications and games from the web right onto their devices. Likewise, in an enterprise environment, if a user synchronizes infected files from their PCs to a smartphone or a PDA, especially those pieces of malware that specifically affect portable devices, there's nothing to stop it from continuing to spread. Right now, you can buy a gigabyte memory card for under $100 and slip it into your smartphone. And that same card can easily fit into the slot of your laptop or your desktop. And one of the latest samples of mobile malware identified specifically targets mobile media. So yes, your mobile phones and PDAs are just as vulnerable as your PCs.
Mobile spyware misconception number three, spyware can't spread through Bluetooth.
Oh, again, very wrong. Bluetooth is one of the primary vectors for the spread of spyware-carrying Trojans and worms on mobile devices, although researchers are warning that the multimedia messaging system and the short message systems will ultimately gain the top spot due to their ability to spread regardless of location. You see people walking around with their wireless headsets all the time, and chances are their Bluetooth settings are in discovery mode, which means it's completely open to any other infected Bluetooth device which comes in proximity, will be able to connect and spread its payload through the unsuspecting mobile device. In the PC realm right now, download software and tracking cookies constitute the majority of spyware. However, one of the first samples ever of mobile spyware was a Trojan called PB Stealer, and PB stands for phone book. And what it would do is it would hijack the phone book and then call everybody in the phone book and then spread. So open Bluetooth connections can very easily spread spyware from one mobile device to another.
All right, the next item in our countdown of mobile spyware misconceptions, number two, it can't happen to me.
Eric, do you remember a television commercial a few years ago that showed a network administrator reporting to his boss that there was a worm loose on the internal network, and while they were trying to figure out how it got past all their perimeter defenses, the boss's young daughter poked her head out of the office and said, "Hey, Dad, come see the new game I just installed on your computer."
Yeah, that was a good one.
I have sat in countless airports and waiting rooms watching kids use their parents' mobile devices for messaging and playing games. Often, they understand the technology better than the adults themselves, and they're left to download things like music, ringtones, games. And after all, these items that you can typically purchase online cost under $5, and if they're free, they're even more so a possibility for spyware. If you look at the major spyware vectors today, chances are you're going to find they're aimed at the young users and the sites they visit and their downloads. The bottom line is, unless you have some sort of security application installed on your mobile device, you're vulnerable to spyware. The major security vendors in the last year have all rolled out products that wrap antivirus, personal firewall, content filtering, anti-spam, as well as anti-spyware capabilities into a single package specifically designed for mobile devices.
And finally, the number one item on our mobile spyware misconception countdown, it's not a problem yet.
This is the typical response, because there hasn't been an industry that's hit the front page of the Wall Street Journal or made it on CNN. But Eric, if you look back at when spyware first appeared in PCs, no one was concerned with it. Spyware writers basically had a 3-year jump on the security folks before anyone really took notice that it was a serious threat. Antivirus companies knew that deflecting spyware would require an entirely different engine and methods than their current malware products, and they weren't willing to invest those sort of technologies until enterprise customers began asking for it. When mobile spyware first appeared in the fall of 2004 with a sample called Mosquit A, it was also identified as the first piece of adware for mobile devices. It was also classified as a Trojan. And it initially appeared as a mobile phone game, which began sending infected SMS messages to all the telephone numbers in the device's address book. Some of the first identified malware designed for mobile devices falls into the spyware category as well. Bradore opens a back door into Windows CE devices. Currently, there are 31 different families of malicious code out there with 170 variants, And that number is expected to jump to at least 400 by the end of 2007. Mobile devices like smartphones and PDAs have become more powerful and more PC-like every day, and that's leaving them open to the same types of threats and vulnerabilities that we have already seen on our PCs and our laptops. Already this year, we've encountered the first Java malware with the Red Browser Trojan. This Trojan has tried to steal money by portraying itself as a way to use a WAP service for free, and whenever it runs, it sends a premium rate SMS message to a number in Russia that costs you $5 every time it's sent. As far as spyware goes, right now for under $50, you can purchase commercial spyware that is specifically designed for mobile devices, and what it does is it logs into a portal where the software is installed, monitors all the calls, all the SMS messages, all the MMS messages, and posts them to the portal. And it's being marketed to people who want to keep tabs on other people's mobile phone activities, whether they know they're doing it or not. Right now, spyware is considered one of the most pressing, time-consuming network issues of today. Some of your analysts, Gartner, audited programs on computers and estimated that 90% of all of them contain some form of spyware. This year, it's estimated that over 1 billion mobile devices are going to be deployed, and by the year 2010, a quarter of them is going to support some sort of network application. That's a pretty huge target for spyware.
No doubt about it, Sandra. So what we're trying to illustrate here is that even though in terms of mobile spyware it is going to get darker, so to speak, before the dawn, awareness really is very important in making sure that enterprises keep their devices spyware free.
Absolutely.
All right, so then to review the top five mobile spyware truths that we've turned around from our misconceptions. Number five, it is harmful. Number four, you can catch an infection by synchronizing with a PC. Number three, spyware can spread through Bluetooth. Number two, it can happen to you. And number one, it is a problem today.
Absolutely.
Sandra K. Miller of Information Security Magazine, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For more materials in our Messaging Security School, visit searchsecurity.com/messaging. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.